Hi, my name is Crystal Clark. I'm in WHV, MA number 435064. We in the Valley of Hell. They took out T. Moore, Toni Moore. She took out the bleach, I think it was last month. We on, the prison is on lockdown due to the COVID. It's an outbreak. COVID is really bad in here. If they would have stopped, they would continue on testing their officers, their staff, we wouldn't even be like this. It's so bad in here. My health, they just playing games. They had it. We try to call the radio station. We try to call everybody. Our calls ain't going through. They playing games with our calls. It is bad in here. We are sick. The doctors is just playing games. With my help, I haven't healed. I'm still swollen from heads and toes. Barely can cough because my throat is swollen. I'm so emotional. I'm so tired of going through this. The government people wrote her mother house. She wrote a letter. It's bullcrap. The bullcrap letter she wrote talking about she take care of us. She don't do nothing for us. This lady don't do nothing for us. Someone needs to come in here and see how we live in and see how this place. It's people get sent up here sick. They close contact people. They got them all together. We in man life. They just put us all together. This is terrible. I'm very high risk. I've had that COVID and it almost killed me. Due to my other health with this mole, it's killing us. Like, if no one is like, I don't think people really understand. I think the government, you writing us some letters, you need to come in here and talk to us. I would love to meet you. You need to see how this prison has changed me, how I look on a walker, face skin getting darker and darker, swole, broke all out, can't barely breathe, can barely eat, on so much medication. The ward is not doing nothing, not anything. The doctors are playing games. Tom Jones, the director Jones, whatever they want to call her, I've been talking about my health for a long time. They are playing games. And now we got to worry about getting sick from this COVID outbreak in here. We can't get visitors no more. Everything is shut down again. It didn't have to be like this if they would have kept this bleach and kept testing their officers. We don't go out, barely go out. So now we got to be in here miserable on top of each other, sick, can't go nowhere. Like, this is sad. This is so sad. Like, I'm very scared to even come out the room now because the COVID outbreak. I have to say, about coming out the room now, I've been wearing my mask, but this is terrible. And then they run out of masks. They don't got no masks. They barely give it to us, but they worry about themselves and make sure their officers have bleach and make sure the officers have wipes. And they the one bringing it in. We need some help in here. If anybody can hear me speaking, we need some help. I'm so emotional right now. I'm so sick. I can barely, like, even, this is crazy, drink water. Like, I try, I do what I can and stay focused and try to walk around and ignore my pain so I won't go all the way down. I try to still do things. But seeing these doctors and seeing them, they just can't overlook at something like they don't see nothing. And if you don't see nothing, why you study giving me all antibiotics? Why you study giving me 5 or 6 medicines at the same time? Why I'm on like 15 different medicines, ear drops, eye drops, all that, and you don't see nothing, skin medication. This place is killing us. We need help.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.